Radio 92.3, 95.3 AM 1620. It's Pensacola's expert panel. I am Jake Walker, your host. Thank you so much for joining me on this Monday morning. Oh, man, I'm so much cooler online. I know that much, especially all those filters and AI stuff you can do with your face now. I can look like Britney Spears. 437-1620, let us know if you have any thoughts, questions, concerns. We're talking everything digital this morning. We've talked about AI, but now we're going to get into some digital marketing. I've got Tasca King in the studio this morning. How you doing, Tasca? Great to see you.
Good morning. It's great to see you, Jake.
Yeah. Go to adxdigitalmarketing.com for more information. If you're out there and you have a business, if you're struggling at all, maybe it's because you're not advertising enough. I hear about so many great restaurants and things that close before I even knew they were open.
Right.
So you got to advertise. So Tasca, tell us what we have available to us today.
Well, first of all, I would like to introduce the newest member of our ADX Digital Expert staff, and that is Brian Prowitz.
Prowitz.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. Good morning. Hello.
Brian has moved here recently, and he has done a lot of stuff with digital in the past. So he's going to be working with us, and he is a very good experience source of information when it comes to digital marketing.
Nice. Very nice. Glad to have you.
I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. It's good to be seen.
So today we're going to talk about your business, and when does your business need digital marketing, and what kind of digital marketing, because there's all different kinds of digital marketing. Yep. So I'm going to go throw a couple of examples out there, and then Brian's going to also join in with advice as well. Let's start out with talking about searching. So when someone searches for your type of business, say, for example, someone's searching for an HVAC repair company in the area, and where does your business show up? Where do you show up on the first page? Do they have to keep looking before they find you? You want to be on the first page.
Right.
Well, we can help you get there. We can help move your website up the search engine's organic search results, and we can include that with an online reputation management platform where you can monitor what is being said about you online.
Ooh.
So that is part of our search engine optimization product, or also known as SEO.
Yeah.
So you've worked with SEO in the past, right, Brian?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and talk about SEO means a lot of things to a lot of people. Like, a lot of people say they're experts in SEO.
Right.
But that means a lot of different things, like what your website has and the data points, you know, behind the scenes and in the fine print. But when we're talking about trying to help you move up on that first page on Google, there's a lot to get done. And you don't, most business owners don't have the time.
Right.
They might have the expertise, or maybe they don't have the expertise and they have the time. One or the other. We have both. So we can take care of that for you, which also includes, by the way, getting more reviews.
Right.
And how important that is. People will say, they're ranked ahead of me. Like, why do they show up above me? I have more reviews than they do. Well, then there's some other stuff we need to tinker with.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to be the expert, because we are.
Right, exactly. And, you know, another thing, too, is if you've done a digital campaign and not done an SEO campaign, then you probably have seen your listing move up a little bit organically anyway. This is just going to kind of give it that extra little jet fuel to get you up to the top. I mean, back in the day, newspaper ads, advertisers wanted to be, quote, above the fold.
Mm.
Well, that's kind of what SEO does. It puts you up so that people don't have to, I mean, if they're searching and they don't know your name and they're searching for something that does what you do, then you don't want to be on the second and third page. You want to be on that first page.
So, because usually people are going to go with the first one they see that has a pretty good, you know, star rating. They're like, oh, they're 4 stars. I'll take it. Well, you know what I love is the bribery. People are like, hey, if you give us a really good review online, we'll give you a free coffee and some free extra foam on the top. And you're like, yes, all right, let me go and write a review. I love the bribes. I love that. But I would think that's a really slow way to get that number up and get you optimized, right?
I don't know. I mean, I think actually it works pretty quickly.
Like you guys can help that process go faster than having
to
just bribe your customers.
Organically, it's a little slower when it's doing organically.
Yeah, yeah.
One of the places where I think this is really important is like real estate, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a realtor and you think about advertising in a community because you want those people are moving here.
Right.
Well, rather than trying to figure out where to place an ad to get in front of people, it's better to just be easily findable. So when they do search either Northwestern Florida or Escambia or Santa Rosa or Pensacola, you show up when they punch in those keywords.
Right. Well, just think about what it would have been like 5 years ago. Okay? 5 years ago, we had all of these people that were wanting to move here. But who would have known where to advertise to get those people?
Exactly.
So same, you know, what is that? What is that called? Not reverse psychology.
I was
going to
say reverse engineering.
Reverse engineering. Okay, that's exactly what I was looking for.
It's a game show.
It's reverse engineering.
I got the name right.
Ding.
Ding.
So that's search engine optimization. So if that's something that you think that you need for your business to try to lift you up, lift your listing up to try to get you above the fold, quote, on that first page, then let us know and let's look at something for you. Let's talk about video. Say your ad, you've got a TV ad. You've bought broadcast television and you've got a really good produced TV commercial. However, the world of consumer, the way consumers consume television programming now is completely different than it was even 2 years ago.
Right.
Right? I mean, a lot of people don't even have any regular programming. They do almost all streaming.
Yep.
I can tell you, me personally, when I watch regular programming is when there's a sporting event on that I want to see, or when there's something happening in the world that's newsworthy, or when there's weather.
Right.
And that's about it. The rest of the time, I'm streaming. Now, I know everybody's not like me, or I'm not like everybody, but I'm on the upper end age-wise. People that are in their 20s and 30s, they're going to definitely be streaming.
They never had cable.
Right.
They're like, what?
Exactly.
Cable.
Exactly.
It's like, you mean you plug something into the wall that was going out of your house and a bigger wire out to another building? What is that?
Exactly.
What? Yeah.
So we here at ADX Digital, we have the ability to take that video one step further. And so you can use it as a video that runs on hundreds of websites and apps, as well as on connected TVs, streaming, like we've got YouTube TV. And we've also got the Amazon products and the Amazon Prime. So let's talk about what we can do to get your ad in front of more people based on the behaviors that make up your perfect client profile, instead of just kind of doing a blanket thing on a network or a cable system and just hope you reach the people you want to reach. And again, we're always going to start with geography, and then we're going to start layering in those behaviors and AI and hopefully some retargeting and try to reach people that we know have a really good chance of being your prospect. Brian, that's something to add?
I mean, basically, if you've got a spot that you love, that you know is effective, all we need to know is where they are, where your target audience is, and who they are.
Exactly.
And then we can make sure that your audience sees that ad. And when you're talking about connected TV, we're talking about stuff that's not skippable.
Right.
And the stats show people watch all the way through.
Right.
All right, we're about up to our first break. I think when we used to do the show, did we have breaks?
Yes,
I think we just talked all the way through, didn't we?
I'm still trying to figure out how Tasca just said she's at the upper end of the age bracket. I'm still trying to figure that out.
I'm not in my 20s or 30s anymore.
Sure,
that's what I meant by that.
We're talking.
When we start talking about brackets, that's where I'm going to have to just bow out. Like, I don't want to be in any brackets because I'm up there too. All right, 437-1620 is the number. Let us know if you have any questions. If you're out there and you need some digital advertising, if you're wondering, how do I get my business in front of the people that are on Amazon TV, that are watching on all these streaming services, ADX Digital is the company that will do it. Go to ADXDigitalMarketing.com for more information. I got Tasca in the studio this morning. We are going to be right back after this. Don't go anywhere.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday evening, join your friends at another gallery night in downtown Pensacola. This month's theme is the Art of Hispanic Heritage. Visit Pensacola.com has more. Saturday morning, enjoy the dozens of vendors at Dr. Martin Luther King's Plaza and Plaza Ferdinand. Grab a freshly brewed coffee and a homemade treat while you take in Palafox Market from 9 till 2. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 gets your live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
The Kit Kat candy has the name Kit Kat imprinted into the chocolate. That robs you of chocolate. That's a clever chocolate-saving technique.
AM 1620. It's News Radio, Pensacola's expert panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. ADXDigitalMarketing.com is the website. Got Tasca in the studio. Take it away, Tasca.
All right. So now let's talk about social.
Social media.
Facebook, Instagram, Threads. So I'm sure that a lot of you business people have done posts on Facebook. You may have boosted posts. You may have even done some actual Facebook advertising over and above a boosted post. But there's a lot of other things that you may not have had access to that we might want to look at what we have to offer with Facebook and Instagram. So the new ways that you can use Facebook that can target your ads and utilizing products like the carousel ads, click-to-call options where you can have your ad there and someone can just touch the ad and call you, lead ads, offer ads. Run these ads not just on Facebook, but also on the Facebook Audience Network, where they have quite a few different websites that they are connected with, they either own or they're partners with. And that's also going to give you more access, more ability, more opportunity to get your ad in front of someone who is your prospect. And again, we're going to be utilizing those behaviors to find those people, the behaviors and the geography.
Yeah. So you post something to socials, and so now you're happy because you've updated your social media for your business. But you're hitting a fraction of the people that are available on these platforms, and this unlocks that. Like, you think about all the different places.
Right.
And all the different ad little nooks and crannies, and I don't know how much time as a business owner, again, I always come back to this, like, how much time does a business owner have to literally go down all those rabbit holes and make sure all those little buttons are checked in order to hit all those platforms? We have the time and the expertise to make that happen for you.
And if you're just posting and you're not doing anything else, I had this conversation with someone last week. I mean, that's great, but how big are your followers? How many people do you have following you? And you're only going to reach, 20%? Chances are, because if they're not on their Facebook that day or the next day, they're probably going to miss that post. And the only way they're going to see it is if they go to your page to see what they've missed. Mm-hmm. And how often is that going to happen?
Right, yeah. And it takes it just takes a lot of time to get there. So some people, too, will feel like, well, I just put $250 behind a Facebook post. I just boosted that Facebook, so now I'm okay. Like, right. I'm advertising. You advertise? Yeah, I do Facebook boosts. That is the tiniest little bit at the very scratching the surface of the bottom of the barrel to advertise that way, which I didn't want to put it that way.
Right.
But it's just the start, and there are 1,000 other ways to get your word out more right. effectively than that little boost.
And the only real way you have for targeting, I believe, with boosting is with zip codes, right?
Zip codes and radius.
Yeah.
Radii.
So
radius.
Let us work in those targeting categories with that, which you probably don't have access to when you're boosting. And then we can really turn it into a real campaign for you and reach thousands of people instead of dozens of people.
Yeah. And each time too, whenever you change that behavioral or you narrow down, like, oh, I want to hit left-handed women 35 and older, that changes the percentages, come back the share of audience, all that detail mm-hmm. can absolutely take it's just a time-consuming rabbit hole that you don't need to spend that time on, because we could do that for
right you. You need to be working in your business. Let us work on your business.
Right. So. Are they single? Do they love Star Wars? Are they between the ages of 30 and 40?
If somebody came to us
their phone number
with those details, we could find that audience.
We could.
Yeah.
We absolutely could.
We know what they do, and it works that way.
And remember that we now have Threads is now part of that. We had just Facebook and Instagram for a long time with the Meta product, and now Threads has been added in, so that increases our exposure yeah. within that that audience as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, that's fresh. That's brand new stuff there.
Absolutely.
Somebody did send a text in, 437-1620, if you have any questions. They're just kind of wondering what would be kind of the budget that they're looking at. I'm sure everybody's kind of thinking, how much do I have to allocate for this? They're a local Pensacola business. Is it like a monthly thing?
It is a monthly thing. Mm-hmm. And what we typically like to do is sit down and meet with you, right. see what your goals are, see what you're trying to accomplish, and then we can build out from there. I mean, you know, the budget. I don't want to quote a budget
right.
on air because it could be it totally different than
campaign.
What you need.
Right.
But the best thing to do is to have that consultation with us.
Mm-hmm.
And again, to do that, all you need to do is give us a call here, 850-262-6000. Ask for Jeff Wayne, and he will put you in touch with one of our digital experts. Mm-hmm. And we'll come out and we'll show you how all this works and determine what's the best plan to meet your goal. And then we'll talk about budget.
Right. And that's great because, like you said, the Facebook ads and some of these advertising venues that people go to, it's one size fits all, one price fits all, and it's just not custom tailored to that audience. Like you said, get to that demographic, get right down to it. So ADXDigitalMarketing.com. Earl, thank you so much for your question this morning. 437-1620, my name is Jake Walker. We're going to take a quick break and pay some light bills. We're going to be right back after this. Pensacola Expert Panel, don't go anywhere.
Down, set, hut. We're kicking off for the season at Sonny's Barbecue. Whether you're tailgating at the big game or sharing a meal with friends, it's always Sonny's. Enjoy the new fall menu with Maple Barbecue Smoked Turkey Club or Maple Barbecue Pork Burn-Ins. How about some sweet potato waffle fries or even our new pecan pie egg rolls? And don't forget the platter of slow-smoked chicken wings. Come see us at Sonny's with four locations in the News Radio area. Pace, 9th Avenue, Navy Boulevard, and Pine Forest. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. You can bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's the Josh Strickland Band, with classic rock, blues, southern rock, and more. Bring some food, bring some beverages, and enjoy a great sunset as the fall season begins at Bands on the Beach. No pets, no glass.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Blue Sky Landscaping.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm bouncing off the walls again. Whoa, I'm looking like a fool again. Whoa, through am a reputation. One more song for the
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Jake Walker here, hosting Pep Talk for Meg. Get better, Meg. We might see you tomorrow. 437-1620. Let us know if you have any questions for Tasca today. ADXDigitalMarketing.com is the website, talking about digital advertising here in Pensacola.
Yep.
Yep.
So the last thing we want to talk about is website visitor ID. Now, I've mentioned that I've mentioned this a couple times in the last few months. This is a brand-new product that we have. So have you ever wondered who has visited your website and wished you could get the information to contact them? Well, now you can. We have the ability to collect your website traffic data and identify information about those visitors, like their names, emails, address, income, net worth, all kinds of stuff. Stuff that people don't want you to know. But we can help you out with that. So that is a brand new product that we have. That just basically tells you who's coming to your website. And you'll see how many people are visiting your website and then not doing anything. And maybe you can find a way to get them to interact with them. With this particular product, you do not have to be running an actual campaign. It is its own thing. But it's a great way for you to learn about what's going on with your website.
This is not cookies either.
No.
No cookies involved. Mm-mm. That's a big deal. Also, this is way better than your data analytics on your website.
Right.
Like, some people run Google Analytics, SEMrush is out there, HubSpot. There's all kinds of analytic tools. This is not any of those things. It's far more simple than that. And you don't have to be the expert on this. You can spend hours looking at the analytics on your website, and this is different and better and cleaner and easier.
And again, it's not just a bunch of numbers. Like with Google Analytics, pretty much that's what that is. It's a bunch of numbers. Of course, they all have categories that they're in, but with this, it's actual information.
Yeah, like if you're building a database of potential customers.
Right.
That could be good. And then we could take that list and make a lookalike list.
Exactly. Exactly.
And hit people that
are so many different things that we could be doing with this information.
Interest, yeah.
So again, if you would like to learn more about any of these products we've talked about today or anything, any of our other products that you've heard me talk about over the last several months, give us a call at 850-262-6000. Ask for Jeff Wayne, and he will put you in touch with one of our digital experts, maybe the new guy. It might be Brian coming to see you. It might be me. We'll see. There's several of us. There's about six of us, I think. But we would love to come and show you what all we have to offer and figure out what's going to work best for you and your business.
And that's free, by the way.
Yeah, no charge for that first meeting.
Free consultation. Come in and check it out today. ADXDigitalMarketing.com, 262-6000. Tasca, thank you so much for being here, bringing the expert.